Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today? Hello.
Yes.
Hello, ready? My name is Antonio, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Hello? Hello, ma'am?
What is it?
Yes, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Why?
Well, ma'am, we're calling from National Opinion Surveys, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely? In other words, are you driving or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay. And if you don't mind me asking, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like newspaper, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Awesome. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm mixed.
Okay. And which one do you identify with the most?
Black, the most beautiful race.
Okay, amen to that, to be honest with you. Now, what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
72.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or you're probably not going to vote?
Of course I'm going to vote.
Now, thinking about the direction in the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm not yet.
You're not satisfied. Are you very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on after these elections? Let me read to you the choices. You can select two: lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, improving the economy, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting the LGBTQ rights, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and children and childbirth safer.
Oh my God. That's too many questions.
Okay. Well, you can select two choices. Which one would you like to select?
Well, one for one, the voting rights. You know?
Voting rights. Okay.
Yeah. I think everybody should be able to vote.
Okay. What about improving the economy, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting the LGBTQ rights, and standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination, providing affordable health child care, increasing...
That racism.
Okay. So standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination. Now,
yes.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think they are worse. And I think they've been getting worse for a long time.
For a long time, okay.
Yeah.
Let me write that in. Now, thinking about the economy, how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Oh, no. I think it would be falling behind slightly, you know?
Okay. Now, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Inadequate programs to help people in poverty, not enough good role models, sexism, or unequal pay.
Say that one again.
Not enough good role models. Inadequate.
I can answer that right now. Not enough good role models.
What about the second one?
What was the second one?
Poor work ethic, poor life choices and values by some, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, unfair or rigid economic system for the rich, lack of good paying job opportunities, racism and discrimination, too many people depending on the government for handouts.
Ooh, that could be three answers.
Okay.
The breaking down of family structures.
Okay. And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets. Not enough police officers on the streets. Too many guns flooding our streets. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, reducing funding for public services to help people in need, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, a lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, inflation, and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Which will be your two choices?
They let criminals back on the streets too quick.
Okay.
And that TV.
The toxic culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how much have you heard, seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? How much have you heard about that or seen or read?
Quite a bit.
So we say a lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I don't think the books about slavery and racism should be banned.
Okay.
Because that's a part of history, you know?
Exactly. Okay. So the question doesn't really specify, but just do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Yes.
You will oppose that strongly, correct?
Yes.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, it means the opposite, that you feel very cold and unfavorable about them, okay? 50, neither hot or cold. Now, let me read the names. Ron DeSantis. How do you feel about him? On a scale from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. What about Joe Biden?
50.
What about the gay rights movement?
Zero.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
50.
50, okay. What about Black Lives Matter or BLM? What about the NAACP?
50.
What about Kevin McCarthy?
Zero.
Okay. What about critical race theory or the CRT?
Zero.
What about the feminist movement?
50.
What about Barack Obama?
Aid.
What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Hakeem
Jeffries.
I'm not too familiar with that
person. We can say that. Okay. Okay. Now, what about Beyonce?
Zero.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Oh, goodness, that's not much of a choice. I guess Biden.
Okay. Switching gears things up a little bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it would have a major impact on your life, 5, moderate impact, and 0, no impact at all in your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Crime and violence in this country, how much impact does it have in your life? from 0 to 10.
My personal life?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
How much would crime and violence in this country would have as an impact in your personal life from 0 to 10?
Eight,
okay. What about the country's economic going into a recession soon? The country's economy going into a recession soon. Would that be a major impact? Somewhat of an impact? Or no impact at all?
Major impact.
So would that be from 0 to 10? What number would you give it?
10.
What about affirmative action ending? From 0 to 10, how much of an impact would that be?
10.
What about climate change?
10.
Okay, we're almost done, okay? I truly thank you for staying with me, okay? Now, I'm going to read to you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The government should provide free child care to all families. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Repeat that.
Would that be somewhat disagree, or would you strongly disagree with the...
Somewhat.
Okay. What about this other statement? The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Well, I guess I have to agree.
Would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about ban assault weapons? Would you agree or disagree with that? Agree? Okay. Strongly. What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers? Would you agree or disagree with that?
About them, I think, disagree, I guess.
Okay, so children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. You disagree with that one or agree with it?
They should not.
Okay. So you would agree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly that they should not.
What about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use?
Oh, boy.
Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree for medical.
Okay. So you will say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
What about raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
In which of, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Sickness or serious injury, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers adopting a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, death of a family member, mothers adopting a child when dealing with a mental health episode.
Which one? Agree.
Okay. But which of those situations do you think that employers should be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Sickness or serious injury? I'm sorry?
Sickness.
Sickness or serious injury? Mothers giving birth to a child? Fathers adopting a child? Caring for a family member with a serious health condition? Fathers whose spouse or partners is giving birth to a child? Death of a family member? Mothers adopting a child when dealing with a mental health episode?
I agree.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Sometimes.
So we can say very often, often, not often, not at all.
Not often.
Not often, okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 1 month? We're almost done. Just a couple of more questions, and that's it. Okay, what about, have you suffered money or property was stolen in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. What about your home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Your car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Violent crimes such as an assault?
No.
What about, I'm going to read some categories. Please tell me when you get to your category, okay? Hello? Can I finish it? Thank you. It's a lady's over.